Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. Should we go for a little bit longer and then take a break? Go ahead, Mr. Smith.
I briefly alluded to this in the beginning of the meeting. In looking at items, and these were, you know, coming from the policy committee, I know we had to look at the financial notes, obviously, but items 15 through 23, we've all, you know, had spent a lot of time reading our packets, et cetera. These, unless I'm mistaken, and I'd ask the clerk to check, but I'm almost 100% sure, I think all those items, 15 through 23, all of human service contracts here, were unanimous votes on the Health and Human Concerns Committee, 7-0. Now, I don't want to have anyone not feel that they can get questions answered. People have specific questions maybe on some of these things, but these are ones that we did have a chance to go through in the policy committee. Like I said, they were 7-0. The budgets are set. They have monies involved. And I think any discrepancies, questions, good questions were asked. But I am going to make a motion, if you think it's okay, to whatever we're saying, approve.
Move to adopt.
Yeah, adopt. 15 through 23, with the realization people have some questions, we're going to take something out. I'm obviously very fine with that, but that's the request I'm going to make, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I don't specifically have any objection to taking these all together. I guess I would want to make sure that we're complying completely with Act 14, so I would ask the Corporation Council if we are in compliance with the law, if we take one vote on items 15 through 23 as opposed to separate votes.
Mr. Chair, items 22 and 23 were not heard by the Committee on Health and Human Needs. Items 15 through 21 were, and they were all approved unanimously.
Thank you for pointing that out. So
thank
15
you very
through
much,
21.
Jim. That would be my motion. Thank you.
Mr. Bargren?
There's no Act 14 issue, Chairman and Supervisors. There's no Act 14 issue in taking these together, and I don't think there's anything in general that prevents the committee from taking a group action.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone have questions or comments on items 15 through 21, which we've, as Supervisor Schmidt indicated, we've all had in our packet? Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Madam Mr. Chair. I sit on Health and Human Needs, too. I don't have a problem with that, but I do see department heads that have been here since this morning. I don't know if they wanted to comment, but if they could just give me a yes or no. If no, then that's fine. We can move forward. I want to be respectful to them. I've been looking at them all day, so. Y'all okay? All right, they're okay, so I'll move forward. Thank you.
They've been adequately entertained.
Right. Really?
So, yeah, I think that as long as we're voting yes, they're
yeah,
happy.
Yeah.
if that's how it turns out. You know. So the motion is to approve items 15 through 21. Adopt them. Any further discussion? If not, would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt prevails. I'm sorry, for items 15 through 21.